Okay, welcome to Enslate. It's the Oscars.
Welcome to Enslate.
Yes, the post-Oscars show.
Can I just say, right. I'm so shocked I didn't watch it live. For the first time, I think in my lifetime, I
you know
did
what?
Not see it live.
It's better that you didn't watch it live because...
Yeah.
Why?
Because they freaking moved it an hour earlier.
They did. Insanity. So what time did it start in Asia? 7 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm 7. Because I usually, because of Kwanzi, I wake up quite early. But, you know, kind of. But, you know, I just played with him because I'm like, I have red carpet palang naman. So, and I'll probably start mga 8. Tapos when I turned on the TV at 8, ano na, best supporting actor na yung, ano, which is like an hour into the show. So... Yeah, it's good. You just don't know. By the time you know, we have the yearly Oscar party, right? And by the time sina Oti and Alex got to the house, it was like already best picture.
Wow.
So yeah.
Ano, wala silang work on Mondays? Hayo pa.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe you know, Alex was visiting for Taylor Swift. It seemed like everybody was here. In Singapore
not
the
I.
past weeks.
Not yeah. I. Anyway.
Are you proud? Yes. Is that a badge of honor?
You instead were at Wonderland and we'll be going to Janet Jackson. Yay.
Yay. Yay with your sister.
So it's because of Wonderland, actually, that we didn't watch it live, diba? Because my dumb ass thought, kaya yan, I'll wake up. Gonna.
Are you old? No. What's wrong with you?
Hell yeah, I'm in my 40s. Come on.
So am I.
I mean, and the Wonderland ended late. So, you know, I also got home late and then, yeah, I had to, of course, shower because the wind was so strong and all the dust was everything everywhere in my hair. So, yeah, but by the time I woke up, it was like Twitter reacting to Nolan. So I was like, ah, well, okay, I'm not going to catch this show then. But I will say this. It's not my first time to not watch live because usually even when I do watch live, I'll watch it again by myself because like noisy people will make me miss jokes and stuff.
No, remember when we would have parties? Yeah, we would have parties.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like 7 p.m. and make, guys, don't check internet. Don't check.
Uh-oh.
This is our Miss Universe. This is our Miss Universe, guys.
Yeah, that's really the only one I watch. Actually, I didn't see the Emmys. I didn't watch the Golden Globes.
Those don't matter naman eh, Chara. Pero yung, lalo na yung Grammys. Pero ano to? My point was, it's really something to have your first impression of the awards show coming from Twitter. Kasi ang daming complaints about Ki Hui Kwan being ignored, Michelle Yeoh being ignored.
I know, what is up with this
and
discourse
when
on
I finally
ignorance.
Watched the show, it's like, what the hell? You could tell that they were just watching the thumbnail on Twitter and not the actual show itself.
Yeah, because they like Downey went back to KHQ and shook his hand.
Si Downey pa nga, just going up the stairs pa lang, he was looking at all of them. So I was like, what the hell are people talking about? Even Emma Stone, but there's footage of her and Michelle Yeoh laughing backstage.
Michelle Yeoh daw.
Oh, like, grabe.
Oh, wow. I guess for better or worse, that's the one thing I didn't do during Oscar day. I didn't look at X.
Twitter.
When it's
the bullshit of Elon, then it's X talaga. And then when it's still useful to me, yeah, it's Twitter.
Was it fun or was it not so fun?
I think it was a great show.
Twitter.
Of course it's fun.
Well,
there's so many good
may
memes.
Halong, oh, good jokes. Diba? The reliable people have the great jokes and, you know, the good memes nga. Pero, yun nga, you can also see how... That the app has kind of changed nga to really show you people who will annoy you just because you're more encouraged to reply or share in anger.
Oh, that's why I keep seeing all these, oh my gosh, they didn't shake hands. And there's too many trolls already.
Oh. Ganun talaga.
Yung pala, my algo changed forcefully.
Yes.
Into an evil algo.
Have we introduced the episode? We're talking about the 2020...
The 96.
The 96 Oscars.
Yes.
Which apparently had 19.1 million viewers, according to Bellany. But
so is it bigger than last year?
Bigger than last year. Oh, yeah.
It's the biggest in years. Kasi,
they were aiming for 20, but yeah, didn't but, get there.
I mean, it's the first year in a while because the actual hits are nominated. Eh.
Yeah.
So, a populist Oscar.
But I also think it's like, it might be the best in terms of
it's
nominee roster.
It's such a
roster.
Good show. I was so surprised. And it
but
maybe
nominees versus
nominee
show.
Roster, no? What do you guys think? Like, because there's no one film na napilitan akong panoorin. Like, there's no
ako napilitan.
Blind Side or whatever.
Si Nagustuhan mo yung Flamin' Hot?
Si Rustin, napilitan ako to
no,
watch.
No,
Rustin.
For best feature, for best film.
Best picture.
Like, there's usually a Two Popes. I didn't even watch Two Popes. And then, you know, my
grabe, we watched the movie with that guy.
Diba?
Sorry.
I thought
so every best picture nominee was a good one.
Yeah, it's
I think right?
Yeah.
I wish they put Spider-Verse in best picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we'll always have our nitpicky
can't
things, but
have
I mean,
it all. Yeah,
your point,
yeah.
Guys, like everything was something that you don't mind watching, and you think is of a certain quality, naman talaga.
Nox. Yeah. Here we are talking about quality.
Yeah.
How did you guys find the show?
Medyo fast. Same old.
Same old.
But fast, no? It was pretty fast. Like, it was, yeah. 2 hours 40, but I thank
Thunderous
God. Mga, ano, no?
2 hours
lifetime.
40 na walang ads yan, di ba? Kasi we're using
the
apps.
True. We're on Disney.
Pero, yun nga, there are some moves like the wala na yung Jean Hersholt Humanitarian, yung Lifetime Achievement.
Walang speech from the Academy.
There was, pero it was so quick, and then dumaan sila Billie Eilish.
Oh.
She was the one. That was Janet Yang, di ba, the president, and then she was the one.
Okay.
She was the
all
one
right.
talking about the other show which has the Jean Hersholt and the Humanitarian Awards, and then also the other show.
Did they have the technical awards?
Yeah, that's
away?
The other show. There's now two other shows. Eh.
Oh.
And then there's just a QR code na lang on the corner if you want to watch that. Pero you know, here comes Billie Eilish and Phineas.
Brilliant.
So. Yeah, and then the other thing I noticed is they removed the intro speech for each Best Picture nominee. It's just
which
a clip
I think
again.
Was smart. Yeah. That was so smart.
Yeah, that's fine. Pero we're gonna get to a major contentious thing, which I was wondering if should be saved for later.
You don't like the not past winners
yes.
coming? Shut up.
Yes.
Get out
of
the room.
You don't. It's,
it's not
okay.
The one that I don't like it. It's really sweet, diba, to see. Pero
come
what
on.
I,
have you no heart?
Come on. I don't have no heart. We actually discussed this before, diba, in past Oscar shows. Now, it takes up so much time and it really super focuses. Like, fuck everyone who's not an actor, basically.
Yeah, but well, sayang lang na yung director wala. Kasi ang ganda ng director lineup tapos parang,
and that's kind of my point nga, diba? And then they also bundled a lot of the awards na together, diba? Like, all the writing, all the documentary, all the shorts, ganyan. Dati all the animated magkasama. Pero, or basically what yung mga technicals diba they would
which
get bundled na
which I
think
was a smart move
and just having walang ano movies the magic of cinema
except for John Mulaney when he
but
said
no that's fine though because he actually just he first of all that was a highlight already of the evening and he did introduce sound pero the one that was weird was the yung replacement for the movies was the stunts where would we be without them but there's no category here's a salute instead you morons kawawa I'm like what the
siguro
heck is this
siguro soft launch lang nila yung stunts for next
no,
year
no okay, kasi may achievement
next year
casting,
yung casting
year,
oh.
So I guess parang na-complain yung sa paano kami parang
kasi well
sorry
it's
po.
In the works but it's gonna be a couple of years para yung stunt award but I guess this is their like
may guild na ba si stunt work?
May union ata eh.
I think we have to do have
they
one.
Need to do a guild, right? For it to be eligible for...
Did you notice that they brought in all the Teamsters and stuff because they don't want those guys to strike?
No, but they're going to.
They are, right? Yeah. Seems like it's gonna...
And they, they need the...
Which union will strike this time?
The Teamsters.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And they're going to talaga. Syempre, and they showed up for the actors eh. Actually, that's one of my favorite parts is nung Jimmy Kimmel threw the DGA under the bus. You guys folded immediately.
Oh, yeah,
yung
directors.
Pero yeah.
Na, yung Yahtzee, yan yung ano, yung mga AD, yung mga utility. So, diba, it'll, man, I don't know. If that happens.
Those are the unions you can't mess with. Eh.
Speaking of Kimmel, how did you guys find Kimmel's hosting?
Hosting fine, jokes not great. Medyo tired.
There were some na bentang-benta sa akin. Like some stupid ones like the adapted in the, no?
Oh, that one was funny, di ba? Pero yun nga, because if you see that list of like 20 writers at the end of the show, it's like, I can't tell who wrote what was crap and what was benta.
John Cena one. The intro to John Cena was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, that's not Kimmel for one. Pero, yeah, but di ba, parang it's a mixed bag and then, you know, you're still doing bits about animation being for kids or
how long the movies were. Long, I mean, yeah.
Not just that, but even Oppenheimer and whatever the average.
Yung rom-com di natawa si Sandra Huller, ano yung ano.
Oh. Pero tapos isa pa yan yung sa Twitter yung parang yung Emma Stone daw saying Jimmy Kimmel's a prick after his joke or something like that. Like,
oh my gosh, people have too much time talaga on the internet. I swear.
Pero alam mo yon, affable enough. Yeah. That's the
he's no jokeoy thing. Thank the
well,
Lord.
You know what? I mean, it's annoying, but again, it's a thing where you know own everybody crowd, eh? In that room, uh-oh, right? So, mm-hmm. Parang
literally, he's across the street, diba? I know, he's across the street, pala from the premier place. Pero he's basically, you know, based in LA, and
yeah,
everyone,
and all the celebs love him. They've all guested on his show.
Even when he was slamming the length of Killers, I was like remembering he did have like a whole episode na Scorsese was the guest lang, diba? Parang so I'm like. I'm sure it's all in jest, but also better and fresher material naman, writer's room. Kaka-strike nyo lang, wala na kayong excuse eh.
Oh. Yung Madame Web joke.
That was funny, come on.
At least in the beginning, di ba? And then Mulaney with a callback.
And I only realized on the second viewing, I was like, what is this line? And then I realized the it's probably from Man.
It's Madam in the Web. Trailer, but not in the movie. That's the best part. Pa.
Yeah.
Any reunions you guys were thrilled to see?
Twins.
Of course. Yeah. Jodie Foster and Scorsese.
Joke that it was a Batman joke.
That was so good.
Yeah.
That Keaton bit was so good.
Parang it made me want a Dark Knight Returns pwede pala eh, no? Kasi nandiyan pa naman, well, medyo retired na si Jack Nicholson pero nandiyan pa rin si Michelle Pfeiffer. Anyway.
Also, the Batman of Freeze is not, kasi yung Batman ni Freeze si George Clooney.
But it's the in canon, it's the same world eh, diba?
Yeah, I know.
Pero three different actors. Pero, anong tawag dito? One thing that didn't occur to me until hinand yung award was the insomnia reunion of Pacino and
Nolan. You know,
and Nolan na parang, hey, you never hired me for anything ever again.
Bianca pointed out that we didn't point out that two Avengers are nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
That's true. Did you like the La La Land reunion of sorts?
I like the crazy,
crazy
stupid love reunion.
Because I was kind of annoyed. I heard that the two didn't like each other.
Emma Stone?
So I was so happy when she took the mic and then she started singing. I'm like, yeah, they love each other.
When did they start not liking each other?
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those rabbit holes for Pam. Why Emma Stone is not liked in Hollywood? And then
baka Musk's ex yan.
Baka hit piece.
Ano ba may gangster movie pa sila? Together.
They've worked on two movies. Asked her to be in his bit. I think that's a rumor.
Yeah, it's probably a rumor.
Speaking of, that was definitely one of the highlights of the show. Like, it was so much better than I think anybody had expected or prepared for.
Slash kasi, di ba?
And November Rain.
Well, Slash was there. So, of course, they're going to make him do. People forget that he was in that batch with Justin... Justin Timberlake and Britney, diba? Parang that Mouseketeer club. So parang, this guy has the pipes naman.
Yeah. And then, no, sikat na si, ano, eh, si Kingsley Benadire. Bob Marley na siya, eh. So it's like when you see Simu Liu and him, it's like, wow, this is a star-studded stage.
And yeah, Scott and Evans.
I'm surprised that they all agreed and we're all super game to do the
bit. They made John Cena dance na rin kahit merman siya, di ba?
That's yeah. true. But he did his naked shot na.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Parang it fast-paced. If not, you know, not short, then you don't really notice the time. I'm with Mel, I guess, in the speeches, the testimonials / palangka letters to the, to the which everyone says, oh, this is such a great addition. Like, they should do this. And like, didn't they do this in the Quincy Jones year?
Yeah, did this a while ago, before,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think twice pa yata. But I know I'm not against it. I'm just, if you're gonna do that, give the other categories, di ba? Some love, because it really awaits it in a really imbalanced way, di ba? It reminds me of that year na tawang-tawa ako kasi gago yung mga producers na they reserved ano best actor for the end, not best picture.
You're talking about Steven Soderbergh, by the way.
Ne, pero that's Soderbergh who ano, di ba? Basically, it was the show, but hindi naman yung decision yan to.
No, it was his decision because he talaga? Said. Because he said, "Can you imagine if, ano, if the widow of Chadwick Boseman took that? Ano, that's what I was going for." And then parang, but
no, Anthony Hopkins, it was won by Hopkins, who wasn't even
he wasn't
there.
Even on cam.
Ay nako.
So.
Stunts, talaga, stunts.
Should we go into awards? Or no?
Wait, let's go muna to that. Since we're at the end of the show, let's talk now about Pacino just not giving two fucks.
Guys, he just clearly woke up. He just clearly woke up and was trying to adjust to daylight savings time.
Hindi siya nakatulog kasi he has an 8-month-old, di ba? So, new dad siya. Wala siyang tulog. Kaganyang ka-fried yung utak niya. Although he came out with a statement today na he just followed what producers told him. That's why he didn't read the names. The only thing he forgot was to say, the Oscar goes to. He just went, My eyes see. Which has become its own meme.
Yeah, diba? Parang, that was crazy. That's like, I mean, of course, they had the best picture nominees after every ad break. But yeah, usually there's at least and the nominees are, diba? So,
baka nakalista sa screen sa likod na di natin alam. Like the in memoriam section, which pissed off a lot of people, as usual. The never winning in memoriam section.
Apparently there was a bunch of names, no, and
yeah.
On the screen,
I
on the screen
behind. And I'm like, wow, grabe nandito sila Lance Reddick, sila Cormac McCarthy. I mean,
Cormac McCarthy, yeah.
Diba parang, and then you see yung mga people with names na parang publicist, talent manager, and like, okay, that's good for them, but how did they get there? And then these people didn't, diba? I was thinking already it's too soon for Akira Toriyama to be added, pero...
Mm.
Parang sila Lance Reddick, Treat Williams, parang, di ba?
Oh, Treat Williams is not...
Norman Lear,
di ba?
Parang, I'm like, Norman Lear's... I mean, yes, maybe television is more kilala for him, but still, I guess those that big a name, who lived to 100, pa, of all things, I thought you'd at least give him, you know, a JPEG.
The Oscars.
Chest love, yeah.
So, I don't know. What should we go to?
Dandy about the boss.
Oh my God.
Yung musical performance, as I do not. I'm sorry. I'll apologize in advance. I did not know na inspirational story pala yung Flamin' Hot. And then the fact that.
Yeah, diba? Parang it's like the era of the Mexicans.
Oh, parang the heir pala of Mexicans ba yan? It was like people were freed from some kind of bondage with the way that stage was set up. Tapos, the fact lang na it didn't occur to me na the pun, which is, di ba, the movie's called Flamin' Hot. The song is called The Fire Within.
No, like, I don't know if they mentioned the title of the movie, but so during the performance, everyone was like, ano ba to? Is this, what is this, Elemental ba to?
Have you seen the movie? I wonder if it's nice.
I'm sure
the reviews were, the tomato score is not great, so hindi ko na prioritize.
Ariyan, Diane Warren Mafia yan.
Oh. But,
ano,
grabe.
Very algo pop yung, ano, eh, diba? Yung dating, parang like, oh, okay, this is, yeah, this is an algo pop movie for sure.
What about the Billie Eilish performance?
Ganda.
Okay naman.
Okay lang. Snooze.
Hindi, no, hindi lang siya, hindi lang siya Birit Queen.
Invisalign niya.
Pero,
suit niya the whole time. Pero shout out to Micah for finding that out, by the way.
Siya yata yung pinaka nag-benefit from the songs being truncated. Of course, they didn't do that, I think, for Ken. But, diba, parang you could really tell na the John Batiste song was cut short, the Flamin' Hot was cut short. And, pero Billy's song, when arranged that way, seems fine eh. Kasi it's such a quiet and intimate performance. So, parang okay lang. But, yeah. Yet another, hey, give, go ahead. And wow.
Second niya yan, ano? Second
yeah. Oscar. Wow. More than Marty Scorsese.
History setter sila. Wow. Kasi youngest people to have two Oscars.
Wow. Crazy.
Siya yung youngest, second youngest yung brother niya.
Phineas
with a different last name kahit na magkapatid tayo.
Why do they have different last names?
No, her name is Billie Eilish O'Connell. Yeah, did you watch, ano? The world's a little blurry.
Sometimes
a little blurry.
My mind is a little blurry.
Yung factoids, parang it slips na pag sinasampal ako.
What about favorite wins?
Well, Divine, man.
Divine, oh. Ang ganda
Divine,
ng...
Divine, yeah. Grabe.
And it's like, ano, was crying by sa intros pa lang, diba?
Yung ano, wouldn't yung speech you? Ni ano. Grabe, no? They really put...
Lupita them, ba? Tama?
Yeah. Parang race to race. And then another... Lupita was the...
Wasn't it Angela Bassett? Or
no, she wasn't there.
No, Angela Bassett didn't
That's
win
Regina
the
King.
Regina King.
Never met.
Oh no.
But anyway. So, pero iyak siya ng iyak nung then si ano pa si Jimati yung naghatid sa kanya on stage, diba?
Tsaka when it cut back to him at the end of her speech, umiyak siya.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And and Divine is the only one ata who did the full sweep of the season, diba? Every time she was nominated,
Killian lost to Jimati a couple of times.
Where's Divine from? Is she from, ano, AP Bio or something?
Matutuwa ka sa sagot.
Ano?
Hulu High Fidelity.
Oh,
that's true.
Shit, you're right.
She's the
Jack Black.
Oh my God.
That's right.
Ang galing.
Yeah.
Oh my
galing, di ba?
At si, ano, di ba? Si Kingsley Benadire came from that show as well, right?
Yes. Pero the other thing that people feel like she should have been nominated for was, ano, she's also in Dolemite. The Netflix biopic.
Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Yes.
Kidding. Wow.
Pero when, yeah, it's like, oh.
My favorite win is the Godzilla team.
I mean, the win itself.
The win, yeah.
And the speech itself. Because I read the transcript of the speech, and it was super cute. It's just a shame that, you know, they were being
short.
Rushed. Yeah, they were cut short.
At the moment na they were dedicating it to their dead colleague. Grabe.
Was that Ishiro Honda? Who's that guy? Or was it one of their team, actually?
So, I'm not sure. Was it the director mismo?
I think it was because he was the lead guy.
Kasi siya yung... and saka yun yung background niya, diba? Effects dude siya. But I don't know his face.
Sometimes he starts the speech by saying, you know, the minute he saw Star Wars and Close
Star
Encounters...
Wars, yeah.
He was slapped and then he knew his life would change forever after. Galang.
And first time,
right there.
Yeah.
Right. And first time ata na non-Hollywood winner in that category.
Yes, that's what he was saying. That, you know, Hollywood is already listening to us.
And then
et cetera, et cetera.
Was it yesterday ba? ano yung parang, yeah, I guess yesterday, pero parang that new article came out na they had to convince the producer to submit them for consideration because he said, we don't have a chance in hell, this has never happened. And then they told him it's only $200 to submit. Ah, okay.
Getting my favorite speech was actually Cord Jefferson's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For American again. Fiction.
Kasi tap tama siya eh.
Without slamming the streamers, di ba?
Yeah. And he didn't think ano pa, no? He didn't think Amazon. But yun, parang the fact that, you know, everybody's saying, oh, why take a risk on all these new voices? You know, it's expensive to make a movie. And then he points out, like, yeah, it's expensive to make a $200 million movie.
Yeah. It needs to make $600 to make a profit.
Yeah. So,
didn't
yeah.
we all pick American Fiction? Didn't we?
I think so.
No.
For head, definitely.
I picked American Fiction.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going through yours.
I'm not sure. But Watchmen writer, Watchmen and Good Place writer.
That's what I didn't realize is that it was his first film as director. So I guess him and Celine were the first timers.
Oh, Quark picked Barbie for adapted.
Mm.
Ramon picked American Fiction. I picked American Fiction. Mm. KK.
Yeah, I think the script killed me. In terms of the ballot.
Ako actress.
I know, I wanted act. Yeah, I think did I end up voting for Lily? I think I did.
Oh my gosh, Quark. Yeah. You did so poorly. And this is the Oscar pool, everyone.
Poor,
that we have.
Poor things.
We ran in our Facebook. We run this Oscar pool every year. This year we had almost 100 entries. And I finished third.
Oh, good wow. work. So how many did you get?
So you chose racism.
I lost in... I should have put Emma Stone because I really wanted her to win anyway.
Kasi yung mali ko talaga was Emma and animated and...
Oh, yeah.
See, I Sound told you guys, Daka. They're not going to award Spider-Verse because there's a third movie coming.
Okay, so are we still on winners? You want to keep going? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go.
No,
go.
I just my usual digressions, which make no structural. But maybe it's time to re-bring up how preferential balloting has affected the race.
All right,
because
go.
I think talaga, I'm pretty sure this is how Emma won.
Can you take us through preferential balloting? Because it is one complicated mathematic beast.
Okay, so basically it's kind of what Quark does sometimes with our rankings.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what
so before
so we list
you
down
would
our
just,
top right in the ballot before, yeah. It says 1, 2, 3, 4
yeah, and then you get points based on what slot you assign which
Correct.
Choice.
Yeah.
But before in the Oscar voting, it was just name one, that's it. And then it was plurality wins, diba? Not necessarily majority, but plurality, meaning the most votes, even if it's not over 50% of the total.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's also how our elections work here, by the way, which probably shouldn't be the case. Pero now the preferential balloting, I think what happens kasi here is, for example, with the Lily Gladstone Emma Stone showdown, people who are voting Lily Gladstone, they probably have Emma Stone as their number two.
Yeah.
But people who are voting Emma Stone probably have Lily down further.
Yeah.
Because of racism. Charot. Pero but, just kidding. Pero you know, that's why a lot more second place votes for Emma Stone will make the difference in terms of total point allocation, basically. And then that's how something that feels like a sure thing suddenly is like, oops, here we go. And I think that might have happened also with Boy and the Heron. Parang even people voting for Spider-Verse, malamang Boy and the Heron is their number two.
That's true, no.
But the people voting Boy and the Heron, their two is probably Robot Dreams. You know what I mean? It's the art films. Yeah. Ano eh. So I think that's how that one swung, basically.
And then Ano didn't show up anyway.
And yeah,
exactly. They had a screening in their Tokyo office.
Yeah,
and then they all clapped politely when Boy and the Heron was announced in a very Japanese way.
As opposed to the Gojira kids are talagang, yeah! We have toys and shoes. We're loud.
Was that the shock win of the day? The Emma Stone win?
Yen for me and sound.
Yeah, well, in a good way.
Over Oppenheimer. Yeah, yeah. In good ways, yes.
Yeah. Grabe.
Kasi nasa head choice ko yun eh.
I rewatched that's one of interest right after the Oscars.
Wow. Wow. You needed something to feel good, huh?
No. And then I was like, why are we watching this?
When your guests ganun ba, you were like,
let's
subject these people while they're here ganun, to some glazer.
Speaking of feel-good film. Cool. I tried watching Mariupol. Like, I could not finish it. And then I stopped at a point. And then I tried watching it again the next day. Then after 3 minutes, I was like, fuck, I can't watch this. Yeah, but what a great speech.
You need to be in a certain mood talaga for a certain, yeah. It's a difficult to watch, diba?
Wild. Pero ang ganda ng speech niya, no? Ni Mariupol. Pero sana ano, hindi lang yan, ano? Virtue signaling ng Hollywood.
Can we just stop now with all the Ukrainian documentaries or the Russian docs? Is there
By the way, this is the first... Navalny was last year. But Russia keeps on fucking things up, eh. So what can we do, right?
Like, mahirap to say, can we please stop the documentaries on the world atrocities that are currently still ongoing. Pero I thought you were actually gonna pivot to Glazer's speech, which got him in hot water, of course, with certain quote-unquote progressives.
Yeah, what's the issue again? I don't understand.
Because it's the usual thing where Elon's ex, you know, parang it's
who's Elon's ex?
Twitter.
Elon's app.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was like, kasi, what did Grimes?
No, Grimes has been calling him out, diba? Tawa ako dyan. Nakita niyo ba yung tweet na yan where he called parang ex-wives destroying the world and then she was like calling herself a world destroyer. Anyway. So, Glazer gave a speech, and I'm gonna paraphrase here, but he basically said, the three of them, they were on stage, and he said, we stand here and we refute our Jewishness and the Holocaust being parang held hostage as a concept, I guess. And then when it was quoted on, of course, clickbait entries, it looked like he was saying, I refute my Jewishness. And it's not what he was saying. Because it's the clause, eh, diba? What they are refuting is their Jewishness and the Holocaust being co-opted. He doesn't really say it, but, alam nyo na yan, basically. And he sided with, the people being hurt, basically. He didn't identify aggressors. He even mentioned October 7, even though that's, diba, parang it's a sticking point for some people. But of course, so there are people, which is kind of, some people say that. That's how you can tell na it's right daw na if the right people are getting angry with him. Mm-hmm. And he is a descendant of people who were in the pogroms. And he had the assistance, as mentioned in the speech, of the Auschwitz-Birkenau Museum. So parang, diba? Anyway.
I know.
I don't understand. Anyway.
But, I don't know, he read it, election style.
It was so parang moving eh, because he was nervous ata as hell. Yeah. His hands were shaking as he read that. Because I think he knew that this is gonna be, you know, this is gonna close some doors. I think he understood na however this is gonna be taken. But the sound guys also won the SAG? Or no, but not the SAG, but sorry, but another awards show, and then they also were the first in the season yata to kind of decry what's going on.
Do you think Anatomy would have beaten the Zone in if, international?
If Macron wasn't upset with with Justine Triet.
Why was he upset with Triet?
Because she slammed him when she won the Palm at Cannes. And then as a result, Dao, allegedly, they chose Tran Anh Hung's The Taste of Things to represent France instead of Anatomy of a Fall. And the answer is probably yes. It's a more populist choice.
Yeah, and it won screenplay, so
yeah.
Did it win adapted or
Original.
I did really
well in the screenplay categories.
And it's won international feature in other awards shows.
Can we talk about Zone winning sound as we predicted and hoped for? I'm so happy they won. Yeah. So good.
We didn't expect it, but we hoped in our hearts
that logic would prevail and actually good sound editing would prevail, and they chose the right one.
Yeah. I mean, technically, ang galing talaga ng ginawa ng Oppenheimer. Pero with Zone, it really felt like
it's a different movie without that sound design.
And it's really such a strong part of the storytelling as opposed to a more realism sort of angle with Oppenheimer. Ito talagang it's not just ambience. It's not just detail. It's really like.
Rewatching it with like the sound super up and kind of like and just kind of paying attention to like when it focuses on the flowers and the sound becomes wow galing.
And diba, as a recent dad diba, have you been using a white noise machine?
Yes.
So parang grabe diba, iba na yung tingin mo sa white noise when you're like listening to or watching Zone of Interest. It's like, man.
Solid. Any other awards before we get to the acting?
We got production design wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Indeed.
The fuck.
That messed up my pool there. But I'm happy for them.
Happy for Poor Things because it swept Poor Things art awards.
Technicals.
Art technicals.
And those awards are bundled together. Diba? So
also
like
makeup.
One, right?
We mess up with makeup also.
Yeah. Isa pa yan. Kaya palang baba ng ano. Yeah. Okay lang. So did Maestro... what did Maestro
get anything? Maestro Killers went home with nothing.
What else is in?
Well, Past Lives, but it was only nominated for
Past Lives.
Pero
the double digit nominees did not do well.
De Niro really wanted this, no? Like this time around.
Oh my gosh.
He was so serious.
This reminds me again. Sorry, again, we're digressing. It's not orderly, but it reminds me of that joke na. Jodie Foster's too old to be his girlfriend, and they cut to him and his girlfriend's beside him.
And then parang si Jodie Foster. Parang hindi siya, hey Bob, parang hindi siya friendly kay Robert.
No, they had a couple of backstage photos. Okay. I mean,
whenever they
photos.
Cut away to Jodie Foster, gusto ko na her expression was just like, I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be nominated.
Ano ba, si Annette Bening, feeling ko finally she's had it eh. Diba before, sobrang gracious, parang ito, pasungit.
Tsaka ba't wala si Warren? Who was she with?
I don't know. And why is never in the awards, Eva Mendes?
I think they just have an agreement that they won't do this type of thing.
Who was his date? His sister.
His sister.
His sister. Okay. But his whole family was there. His mom and dad were also with him.
Mm.
I guess you get more guests when you are performing also.
Yeah. Sino pa ba? Who else really wanted it? Oh, it's Chris Gracie naman was just, ano, parang yeah, happy cool. Naman.
it's so good to have Francesca's, ano, TikToks and reels, di ba, parang showing us na, oh, he did have a great time. He really loved the
He did.
The
he didn't I'm sleep through I'm Just Can. Remember when Eminem did his song, Tulog Si Scorsese?
Oh, talaga?
Yeah.
He nag-zoom in pa eh.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else.
I really liked Nolan's speech. It was more about the craft than just a litany of thinking people.
I liked Cillian Murphy's speech.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
sweet.
Same. No, very sweet. Tsaka genuinely surprised na when he turned around and like, oh, it's a standing ovation. Wow.
Tawang-tawa ako sa one tweet where the girl said he should have thanked Glossier's cloud paint because he obviously has been using it throughout the award season. And you guys are guys, so you won't understand that.
Is it makeup?
The girly girls will understand
lipstick?
It.
Lip
blush.
Ano?
Oh, I knew it. Galing. I got it.
Because he's been using the same shade of bronzing blush on his cheekbones the whole season.
If it works, you stick with it, diba?
Yeah, galing, galing. You should acknowledge, you know, whoever is providing his contour, his bronzer. Oh,
I mean, he's Irish, but if the light hits him the wrong way, you're gonna see his veins.
Any see, best presenters like
I love
John Cena, of course.
I loved American Ferreira, America Ferreira, and
Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon, yeah, documentary.
It wasn't as funny as it should have been, considering that's Kate.
Funny lang kasi si, ano, si Spielberg. Badass.
Yes.
Spielberg.
Alam mo, Spielberg committing to the bit multiple times through the night. That's
and Keaton, grabe yung, ano, yung look niya.
Oh, galing ni
that
Keaton.
That was so good. I think that was my favorite. That one and the Gosling Emily Blunt repartee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that they don't promote, diba? But parang past shows would have made sure na parang upcoming in the Stuntman or the Fall Guy. It's diba, ganito. Or it's you know, who else you wanna upcoming in Furiosa. Here is Hemsworth and Anya Taylor-Joy. But now it's like wala. Or maybe we're not hearing it anymore.
Yeah, no, even like Beetlejuice reunion, parang yeah. they didn't mention that there's another Beetlejuice coming out.
In September. Parang, hey.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of weird. Yeah, but also, again, kilig din yung Beetlejuice reunion. Sana na lang si Winona dapat yung ano.
Winona, yeah.
Ano pa ba?
Alam mo, as much as I used to be a fan of The Rock, parang hindi talaga suabe yung comedic timing niya, no?
Yeah, and then Bad Bunny not knowing how to pronounce the Oscars.
Is that a bit or what? I mean, he dated a Jenner, so he obviously knows how to speak English.
He spoke Spanish in the beginning because it was best international film, right? But and then he's like the Oscar, and then biglang si Rock is like the Oscar goes to.
You never know. Maybe that's how they pronounce it. I like John Cena's. His skit was very good.
Yeah.
True. True. And you know, one more guy na can do the comedy.
Yeah. Nakakatawa when he fist bumps The Rock
sa backstage.
Sa backstage, hosted by David Alan Greer. What?
Who do you think is going to get an Oscar first among the wrestlers? Cena, Batista.
It's Batista. Yeah, no doubt.
Ako, I want Cena because I like him a lot.
But he hasn't done drama. He's not going to
get a comedy. He's 3 years away from doing his first drama, and then he'll win.
Pero ano, no, yung ano style, yung the scene of comedy is really making fun of himself as a honky.
Kind of a himbo.
Yeah, no, but yeah. As sayang, sana he gets over that because he really is very talented, mm-hmm. you know, that guy. So, are we ever gonna see another, you know, Peacemaker, by the way?
Yes, because he's one of the only ones that are moving to the new universe, eh, diba?
Oh, okay, yay.
Like, Gunn has said he's already writing 2.
Okay.
Even though he's shooting Superman. No longer Legacy.
Oh, just Superman.
Yeah.
Damn.
What else?
Musical, yeah. Any other musical performances?
Just Ken. It's just that, right? That's it.
Well,
that's all that
I
matters.
Like the Billy, apparently you guys didn't.
The one with the pink Arrakis. Greta getting her love was pretty good.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. And she seemed to have fun with I'm Just Ken. She didn't have fun. It was actually Noah Baumbach who looked like he was
there?
Upset.
I didn't see.
He was not having a grand old time.
You know who's guapo pala? Celine Song's husband.
You know who's fucking guapo pala? Fucking Ludwig Göransson. The hell?
What?
He didn't notice this when he won for Black Panther?
In a very Scandi way. Guapo siya.
Pero I want to point out again how delicious it is na Ludwig Göransson comes from Community and then when all those guys became the architects of Marvel and then Childish Gambino, si Donald Glover used him as a producer for ano, Camp. Diba?
Wait,
it's
who
like,
is he in Community?
No, he was a score.
The composer.
Diba?
Ah, okay. I thought he
yeah,
acted.
But that job, that career trajectory from, diba, composer yeah. on Community to Christopher Nolan's guy now to Oscar first one of the first Oscars for
Gambino
Marvel ano to Childish Gambino which got him out of Black Panther ano then soundtrack with sila Kendrick diba parang wild lang saya
parang holy shit grabe tong guy na to
Ludwig the yeah. first person who congratulated Hoyt was
who see Liberique.
Yeah, your friend from jail.
At Creed nga pala si Ludwig Göransson, galing. And you know these these freaking Icelandic composers, diba si Hildur.
No.
Goods na dotir. And then who's the one who did the Arrival? Isa pa yan eh.
Namatay na yan, si Johan Johansson.
Ay, shit. Okay. But ano, galing.
Imagine if he hadn't died, he would have been the composer of Dune. Yeah. And probably Blade Runner.
Who is the hottie with Paul Giamatti? Speaking of hot people.
That's Clara Wong.
That's his girlfriend.
His girlfriend who's an actress. She was in the... What's that? Julia Louis
Dreyfus.
He was
in a show, yeah.
But she
show
was the
millions. Okay.
No, din lang yan. She is the dominatrix of his character in Billions. Like the very first episode of the very first scene introducing his character is her whipping him, diba?
Oh shit. How many seasons is Billions already?
Natapos na, pero I think it was 7 or 8 in total.
Have you guys seen this show?
Never.
Nope. The world is divided between Billions watchers and Succession watchers.
Okay.
We are the latter.
I know some finance bros who watch both and mas accurate daw ang Billions because they are actually they also had consulting with ano eh, with fiduciary
blah, blah, blah.
Institutions
so
and stuff.
So is the other show that I love, Industry.
Okay, anyway, my point lang was the Billions kasi is about not so much power struggle within like a family, but it's like one guy versus someone from the government na trying to basically catch this Elon Musk type na doing illegal stuff with his money. Pero that's why, that show is why we haven't seen Giamatti doing fantastic work in so long, because he was busy with that. But okay lang, because that's his, yeah, that's his ano, retirement show. Diba?
Tama, tama. Actually, and then you know, it's like it's so after the you know, reunion, yeah,
with Pain after 20 yeah. years, diba? And then best work in so long.
Grabe, it makes you feel so old. Well, of course, you know, Godfather 2 naman, it's older than us, but 50 years old. And the last time that both both De Niro and Foster were nominated was 45 years 76. Together. 76 together.
Oh, oh.
Damn.
Oh, gosh.
I hate these stats.
Oh, yeah, Sean Lennon. Surprise, surprise. Coming oh on stage.
He is so old. I felt old when I saw him.
He's younger than us.
She's Charlotte Kemp Mule.
Yeah, she yeah, you know, she I don't like this, you know, goth look she's got right now.
That's always been her look.
No, she's not. No, before I'm a supermodel hippie look siya.
Pero yun yung style niya eh. Diba, parang always with the eyeliner and the Lulu Brooks bob.
Yeah, ano parang
I'm actually sort of surprised they're still together. Sorry, yeah. But I mean, that was one of the other sort of semi controversial awards, diba, parang animated short. It's literally called War is Over, and they don't mention any of the wars going on. Yan lang.
Mm-mm.
Oh, ano?
All right.
We brought up Giamatti.
Do we have wild predictions for next year?
Dune.
This early on?
Yeah, it's Dune.
Apart from Dune, it's going to be Dune.
Well. Dune. Yeah, what
unless it's Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2.
What about part 2? You think Furiosa is going to get anything?
Yeah, might be. I don't know.
If ever, it's going to be competing with Dune 2's technicals, and it's not going to win.
True.
Yeah. Well, and it's also Warner Brothers, and they're going to choose Dune.
Is there a prestige drama coming out?
I mean, of course there's a prestige drama coming out, but...
Oh.
No, but comes to mind. I haven't really...
Sean Baker, I know that, diba? Tsaka, I think may Spielberg ba this year?
Might be, no? Is Jesus coming out this year? I don't know, Quentin's movie is not coming out this year?
It could, if he finishes quick. Kasi they're about to shoot, diba?
And PTA's film is coming out this year, right?
PTA, yan. Oh, definitely right. Feeling ko this year, yan.
Yes.
Leo. Who did not show up at the ceremony.
Eh, but he's invited. But he's actor, no? I mean, not nominated, but a main actor of Killers. But
I just thought he would be on his support Lily train.
Support mode.
All the way to the end.
He draws
the line at the Oscars pala.
He's a fuck Oscar, so... Yeah. Parang eto na naman itong mga to, hindi na naman ako pinapansin.
Ano? What? They worship the ground he walks on.
No, but for the longest time, he kept losing.
He was just getting nominated lagi.
He loves having him in the show.
Yeah, because they need him for you know.
They love having Leo on the show because he brings in viewers.
Kaya nga, so he knows he's being used, yo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, he's not Diane Warren, a 15-time nominee, never won, pero...
Oh nga no. And poor Annette Bening. Well, you know who won but didn't show up? Our boy Wes Anderson.
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you were gonna say our boy Hayao Miyazaki.
What happened? He doesn't care. He doesn't care, right?
I think he kinda cares. And he's just like, I don't wanna go on stage for a fucking short film.
A short film.
Ako naman, I honestly think he didn't think he had good odds. Kasi, but
whatever. Netflix released
the day after yung statement niya, which is the reason he couldn't be there is they literally start shooting their next film the next day. So they're already in Prague or something like that.
I don't know with Netflix.
I don't know. It's been announced na eh, pero it's like the detective movie. But I don't know. I don't know if it was for Netflix, but maybe because they were the statement came from them. But he's just it was just explaining why he wasn't there. But it was thanking the Academy because Henry Sugar is Netflix.
Yeah.
Pretty good show. I give it a B plus from the usual B minus or C. Really good show this year. Kudos to whoever produced it.
Might be the best since the Parasite year.
That was such a wow. I think that still is my favorite winning year.
Yeah. Winning year. I mean, winning speeches.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I think maybe B lang ako. Kasi there were some moments also na I'm like, why are we hearing the audio of this and that? And, you know, parang how come David Alan Greer didn't practice pronunciation? And then, diba, parang why are they running into each other backstage? Kaya, diba, na-interrupt yung, may sinasabi pa yata si Janet Yang eh, before. And Billie Eilish thought she wasn't in the shot. There was no monitor. So she was coming in kahit na nagsasalita si President Yang. Margaret Yang. And then, anyway, it was just, yeah. K lang.
Mm-mm.
C plus or B. Ganon.
Yeah, but I'm thinking last year was the one with Sinano kasi, you know, Amy Schumer. Was that last year? Or was that 2 years ago?
No, I think last year was Kimmel then, di ba?
Yeah.
Was last year Kimmel? Or was it
and
Hostless?
And the year before that was the Hostless, the tatlong sharing, ganon.
Yeah.
So Kimmel tried to stop the slap? What was the slap last year?
No, 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh. Wow, time flies.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah, Kimmel, the butt of the jokes was the slap last year.
And they had to bring a Kimmel host back because there was no one to control the room during the slap, right?
Yeah.
No one to usher us out of that. What happened? That's why they brought the host again.
Yeah, well, the three hosts kind of like reacted, but yeah, parang they weren't. Parang it's nagkahiyaan sila to take control.
Even if there was a host naman, diba? When you see Will Smith walk up to Chris Rock, you're not gonna stop that. You think it's a bit, eh? It's two comedians,
no,
diba?
It's not so, like, stopping it, but kind of like, because parang they just brushed it aside. I remember that the ceremony, and then they needed, I was reading criticisms that they needed someone to just ease the crowd out of the shock.
The awkwardness.
Of it. Yes, yes, yes.
What year was Jon Stewart? Before pandemic, diba?
Way before, because he kind of went to semi-retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, baka ano. Okay. Baka ano pa sila.
Pero Kimmel was the one when the ano, diba? With the La La Land Moonlight Snafu. Yeah.
That's why when Emma Stone won this year, he was like, make sure it's on the card that she won.
Yeah.
I think John Mulaney should host next year, or Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Yeah, why not, no?
Or Steve Martin maybe has a documentary coming out.
My thing ako na ano eh, I think Hugh Jackman can be did host,
he's
right?
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
He did. Yeah. He did.
But the problem with Hugh Jackman, I mean, not that there is, but the danger with having him as a host is you really need a writing staff.
Yeah,
I think there should be a head writer talaga na strong voice na. Kasi,
because he can't improvise on
haphazard.
His own.
He can, but it's not going to be great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you need a new Billy Crystal now.
Like
it's gonna be Steve Martin and Martin Short. That's it.
Pwede yon, yeah. Pero I kind of agree also with the Mulaney, but also parang I kind of wish because he did such a good job with Nick Kroll when they did Independent Spirit Awards, diba?
Yeah.
So that's parang if it's just Mulaney, it might be a little too much. There, someone else to bounce off of, I think, would be a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Hire us, Academy, to produce your show, to put the team together.
The good news is, now we can finally have our best movies of
finally,
2024.
Because yes. I gave up na talaga trying to catch all the movies.
Why? Because it's March.
It's March. I don't know where to look anymore.
We're
sucks
genuinely
me in a third world country.
We're genuinely where no like 25% into ano na, diba? Into the next year.
Into the next year, yeah.
Yay! So finally, right. I already fixed my letterbox list, Quark. So you can take a peek.
I can wow! So spoilers.
But that's still subject to change.
Yeah, because you changed your number one on the TV list.
Hey, isn't that fun? That's what makes it live. That's what makes it like unpredictable on the show.
Sige. No, but to be fair naman, that's fine. I'm not slamming it kasi once you receive, diba, new opinions or new information, then you can change your mind. Why not?
Humble enough to say mea culpa. I changed my mind.
It's not a
you just gave in to
I give in to your
peer pressure. That's
I was gonna say peer pressure. I was just gonna say you were swayed by the passion of our insights and our articulation of our love for Succession.
Oh my gosh. Let's just end this episode now.
Okay,
that's one.
Wow, a short. Too bad we crossed the 1-hour mark. Sorry.